Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. We are back into earnings season. For this week, we have the large banks, JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs are actually today, and we have four or five major banks tomorrow, and throughout the rest of this week, a couple other banks. This stretch of company earnings releases happens four times a year. Companies tell you how they've done the last quarter or 3 months of business. They also give guidance for what they expect in the future for the company. Earnings season is very volatile with price movements that happen quickly and overnight. Now, in today's episode, we're going to talk about whether it's a good idea to buy a stock before they report quarterly earnings. Stay tuned. So the short answer is no, it's not a good idea to buy before earnings. For the vast majority of investors, this is not a good idea. Now, what I want you to do today is pull up your brokerage, be it Robinhood, Webull, TD Ameritrade, whichever one. And after hours today, which starts at 4 p.m., pull up Washington Federal Inc., right? A bank holding company. The ticker symbol is WAFD. And just watch what happens after hours when it reports its earnings. Look how fast the stock price moves. And that's an example of a company that's not moving that fast. Imagine what Apple or Facebook or Amazon looks like after hours. I mean, incredible. Now, earnings are an unpredictable event because only those within the company know what's going to be said and reported. Emotions are high because people are waiting in anticipation for good news or bad news. So prices move very far and very fast. Now, here's the thing. In the stock market, where there's potential for great loss, there's also potential for great gain. Earnings are a gamble, but a gamble with history. Company earnings, just like stock price, has memory because individuals behind the prices have memories. For instance, if a stock typically moves up prior to the earnings report, that can be traded by an experienced investor. Similarly, if a stock moves down prior to earnings, that can also be traded. After earnings moves can be pretty consistent as well. So the long answer, remember before that I said the short answer was no? The long answer is technically you can. I mean, many stocks have a pattern of moving up prior to earnings pretty consistently, or moving up after good earnings. If you wanted to play earnings, and this is for experienced investors and not at all a recommendation, not even I trade earnings most of the time. But if you wanted to play earnings, you'd want a stock that moves in the direction you want a majority of the time. Like we say here all the time, nothing is for certain. Anyone who tells you they know what's going to happen is lying. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, the Motley Fool. I don't care if it's Jeff Bezos himself. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. All we can do is line the odds in our favor. If a stock moves up prior to earnings 70% of the time, then you will lose 3 out of 10 times, potentially. But all trading is probabilities game. So if you find a stock that is reacting as consistently as 70%, prior to or following earnings, then I would personally see that as an opportunity. Remember, always test these strategies with paper first. If you're going back in time and testing or decided, you know, maybe this earnings season you don't trade with cash, maybe you just look at what Amazon has done the last, you know, 3 or 4 earnings, right? Has it been going up before or after earnings? And maybe just paper trading this time and seeing if it does that again. Try to get a gauge of what these stocks do in earnings, and when you get a chance to trade with real money, you're not guaranteed to win just because you won on paper, but now you understand that the odds are in fact in your favor, and now you can buy prior to or after earnings if you want to trade earnings on a stock that you're relatively familiar with. But remember, again, it goes back to this. One, being an experienced investor and understanding that trading earnings season is a gamble because stock prices do move very fast and very far. you can lose a lot of money in a short amount of time when you try to trade stocks during earnings season. But for experienced investors who have a strategy that lines odds in their favor and have the ability to look back and research past movement of stock prices, then you could potentially, with enough research, find an opportunity that presents itself a majority of the time and line yourself up in favor of the movement that you desire. If you find something that allows you to trade before earnings, maybe you can get into the trade a couple weeks before and get out the week of or the week before the week of earnings and make your money before it reports, that's a really good idea too. If waiting until after they report and jumping in and riding the wave up is part of your strategy, that's a good idea. But make sure you have some experience and you've paper traded this before trying to buy stocks for earnings. If you have any questions about this or any trades that I'm looking for this earnings season, remember, send a message in the community Discord and I'll respond. marketadventures.co/community. That's the website for our community here at Market Adventures. If you just click on the community dropdown on the website, you will get to talk to me directly. Now, I'm scouring for trades to do with our $21.91. The minute I find something, again, I will drop it in the intro of one of the next episodes so that you know when I'm going to get into it before the market opens. Our goal, again, is to make a return so that we can continue to grow that money. If at the end of the week we have $22, $23, that may not be the most exciting thing for most of us. But for those of us who are really going to be rich, that patience is going to pay off big time. Before you know it, that $20 will be $200 and we'll be looking for $20 of profit. And we move and we move and we move until we do eventually get to a position where we feel comfortable going even bigger on some of these trades. So jump into Discord, go to themarketventures.co, check out the blogs on there, ask questions, sign up for the newsletter. All that fun stuff is on the website. Now, this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.